snow removal happening right now.
Snow emergency effect in effect for the city of Galesburg. Get your car off the street. If you park on the street normally, you got to get that out of the way so the plows can get things cleaned up. Good morning. 8:15, Galesburg's morning news. And, well, we're going to talk snow removal, among other things, as we're joined this morning by the Director of Planning and Public Works for the city of Galesburg, Wayne Carl. Wayne, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, cold. Yeah, cold. And you guys have been, going about 24/7, haven't you? My goodness.
Yeah, it seems like it. About every other day, there's another snow event.
Yeah, and it's been absolutely nuts. Well, let's talk a little bit. First off, I'm guessing each year you have a plan for going into the winter, a snow removal plan. But I'm sure that also is kind of a working document. Things have to obviously change with depending on the number of snows and how much and that kind of thing.
Yeah, one of the biggest factors that we've had to deal with here in February has been the temperatures. Normally, we don't have such a long period of single-digit temperatures, so none of the snow, all these snow events are accumulating, nothing's getting melted, it's all just piling up everywhere. So that creates a different problem for us with it being so cold. The salt doesn't want to work as well. There's a whole group of problems that come up with wind and the single-digit temperatures.
What is that temperature where the salt that you put on the roads is not effective anymore?
Well, we coat the salt with GeoMelt beet juice type product, so it will work down below freezing. But when you get below like -5, -10, it works, but it's a slow working process due to the cold temps.
Well, because I remember in the past, you know, it got to a certain temperature, and it's no good putting the salt out there. That doesn't work. But then I did notice on some of these days where it's been down in the single digits and near zero that it's like, well, it's still working. Like you said, maybe not quite as effective, but it was still working anyway. So obviously that the coating helps.
The other factor is how much sunshine we get. Like today, there's the sun in the sky for the first time in a long time, and that makes a big difference with melting. We'll get a lot of the roads to melt today with that sun being out if it stays out all day. But a lot of this month, the sun, it's been hidden by clouds, and so we haven't got much melting for that. So we've had to use a lot more salt than we typically would have.
Wayne Carl's the Director of Planning and Public Works for the city of Galesburg. So do you have to have extra staff, especially the way it's been lately, or do you have enough staff to be able to cover, you know, being out at night and overnight and during the day as well working on this?
When we have the snow, it's basically all hands on deck. So the Parks Department, the Water Department, and the Street Department all pitch in, and they have their own routes that they work on. Some work on the airport. Some work north side of town, south side of town. Everybody's got their routes. So the guys are just out. Like last night, they've been out all night since 7 o'clock. They went home in the afternoon about 2 o'clock and rested till about 7, and then they came out, and they've been out ever since working on plowing the roads and putting salt down.
One that, you know, it got crazy yesterday afternoon when the snow was coming down. It was blowing, and you know, yeah, probably wasn't even necessarily all that safe to be out at that point, even in town at the time that they were resting.
Yeah, I spoke with Dwayne Ratterman, the Knox County engineer, yesterday afternoon, and the conditions out in the county were worse, especially on east-west roads had a lot of drifting, and that's something you don't have in town. But sometimes you could be in town and the roads aren't too bad, but you go out just outside of town, and with the wind, the visibility really goes down, and you have a lot of problems out in the rural roads. And I know that was the case yesterday.
Well, you can see that yesterday afternoon I went to the Y at, I don't know, must have been between 3:30 and 4 o'clock on Carl Sandburg Drive. Like, whoa, yeah, there you go. There's a little taste of it that right there.
Right, we got some drifting there. The guys will plan on coming in tonight and picking up the piles of snow downtown, and then after we get all that snow picked up downtown, they'll start on pushing back some of that drifting out on the outlying roads.
Wayne Carl, Director of Planning and Public Works for the city of Galesburg, please explain again, because I know you get a lot of complaints. The way that you plow downtown, moving the snow into the middle initially, and then coming back and scooping it all up. I know we talked about this before, partly because, one, you have parking spots along most of these streets, so you don't want to cover those, and it is probably easier to get it out of the middle than it is out of those parking spots afterwards.
Yeah, the city works together with the downtown council, their maintenance personnel. They take care of pushing the snow off the sidewalks. They push it out to the curb, and then the city will take our motor grader and blade it out of those parking areas and blade it across the road to the middle of the road and make a windrow there. And then later, the next day, then we'll come back with a snow blower, and it picks up the windrow and blows it into the dump trucks. And it's a pretty impressive sight if you haven't seen it before. It can fill a dump truck in about 15 seconds,
wow,
the snow blower.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize it was that fast. Oh, my. And then it's taken, what, you go to take it to Cedar Creek and dump it?
Well, we have an agreement worked out with the BNSF. They have some property there west of the cemetery, Hope Cemetery, west of the cemetery down there, some flat property there that they allow us to dump the snow down there.
How many trucks do you have out at any one time between plows and dump trucks?
Well, I was totaling that up this morning. We have probably about 30 people that are involved in the snow process, and each one of them is in a truck. Some of those are dump trucks. Some are in loaders, a grader I mentioned, and a lot of them are in pickup trucks.
You know, I noticed, I don't remember what day it was, late last week, whichever, the morning after some snow, when I'm coming into work is at the corner of Henderson and Main Street, and saw, I think there was five of the dump trucks coming out from down by the tracks down in that area that you were talking about by Hope Cemetery. So they were hard at work at that point. There's been a lot of overnights for the guys, hasn't there?
Yeah, and like I said, it's just when you finish one and then the next day you're picking up the snow, and then it seems like we have another event. The guys are back out plowing. We've used quite a bit of salt this year. Typically, we'll plan on using between 2,500 and 3,000 tons. We're over the whole entire winter, and we're flirting with the 3,000 tons at this point. We still got some winter left. I'm hoping not much, but this month of February has been unusual in the fact that we've had four snow emergencies that we've called, and the way the city handles that is if we have 2 inches of snow or more, we declare a snow emergency, and then we plow every street. Kind of the order that we plow the main routes first, the arterial streets like Main Street, Seminary Street, Henderson Street. Once we get all those streets plowed, we move into the residential streets, and we'll plow those. So it usually takes the guys about 4 hours to plow the main streets, and then another 4 hours to plow the residential streets.
Wayne Carl, the Director of Planning and Public Works for the City of Galesburg, you were talking about the salt supply, and you had a couple years lately where you didn't use as much. Is that salt? I mean, do you carry over the supplies? Is it still good, or do you have to get rid of it and get a new supply each year?
No, unfortunately, salt does carry over. We've been blessed with City Council had built a salt building for us, so it stays inside out of the weather and stays in good condition. So we carried over about 1,500 tons of salt from last year, and like I said, we've ordered 3,000 tons this winter here. So we still have some tonnage, and I'm hoping that we'll have some to carry over. Fortunately, this year, the salt prices had dropped significantly from the previous year. Last year, it was $72 a ton, and this year we're at $41 a ton. And I know some of that was just a pent-up market of salt from a mild winter the year before, but there was some competition there, too. We have a different vendor than we had last year. So when you're talking about 3,000 tons and being $30 cheaper per ton, that's a significant difference for our budget.
Absolutely. Wayne Carl is the Director of Planning and Public Works for the City of Galesburg. Just be thankful you're not heading this effort up in Dallas or Fort Worth right now.
Right. Yes. There's always something to be thankful for. And like I said, the sun will make a big difference today. If we get more sunshine, we can get some melting, and the main roads will get in a little bit better condition as the day goes on.
Wayne, anything else going on aside from the snow removal that we need to know about, or things coming up?
I think that's the bulk of it right now. We do have, with the cold temps, we've had a few more water main breaks than we would typically have. Last week, I think we had five or six, and sometimes we don't have that many for the entire winter. So the cold temps are having an effect on the water main breaks as well.
Yeah, which is not a good thing, and that's not fun for the guys that have to be out to fix those when it's that cold either.
Yeah, I think that's the absolute worst one. I stopped out by a site there in front of Pizza Hut on West Fremont Street last Friday. The guys had a main break there, and there's all kinds of water everywhere. It's bitterly cold, and the guys got to get out and trudge through the water, dig the hole, get down in the hole, and put a clamp on top of the break. And it's a pretty miserable job, but the guys do it without complaining, and they're out there. Like I said, they had five of them last week that they had to take care of.
Wow. Well, we appreciate the work they're doing, the work that all the crew's doing out, getting our streets as clear as they can, and help keeping us safe. Wayne, as always, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, I do want to mention one more thing. The snow emergency should be done here at 9 a.m. So
okay.
At 9 a.m. we'll be lifting the snow emergency this morning.
All right, very good. Wayne, thank you again. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.